Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Good day, Colorado, and thank you for joining us for the October 23rd reading of The Environment, a collection of articles from the Magazine of the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy Magazine, Mother Earth News, and a few select others. My name is John. Check this out. Today we've got a couple of related articles from the Magazine of the Sierra Club. We're going to lead off with five things to keep in mind when buying a used EV, and we'll follow that up with electrify your wheels. Here are the latest EVs for bargain hunters. So we'll talk about electric vehicles today. The first article, five things to keep in mind when buying a used EV. Many pre-owned electric vehicles are now cheaper than internal combustion cars. This was written by Jim Montevalli. Are you thinking of buying a used electric vehicle? Well, you should be, because in many ways, there's never been a better time to do so. The first thing to do is disregard your Uncle Bob or any other EV haters out there who says you're crazy because EVs will never catch on. It's true that the torrid pace of EV adoption in the United States has slowed, but despite the dire predictions of a market crash, U.S. EV sales were up by 40% to 1.4 million vehicles sold in 2023. General Motors had a 60% EV sales surge in the third quarter of 2024 compared with the year before, and Ford saw a 12% increase in EV sales year over year. Hyundai sold more than 11,000 IONIQ 5 electric SUVs to Americans in the third quarter of this year and is becoming an EV leader. In early 2024, prices of used EVs plunged. Just 1 year ago, in September 2023, a used EV was, on average, selling for 12% more than a comparable gas car, according to ccars.com. Today, an EV is 11% cheaper than a comparable gas car. In part, this is because, as those sales surges indicate, buying a new EV got more attractive. Why? EV prices came down to be much closer to internal combustion, an average of $56,500 for the EVs, compared with $47,800 for gas in August, says Kelly Blue Book. And manufacturers have been offering strong financing and leasing deals to clear EV inventory. There are more electric models on the market than ever before, and many of them are eligible for a $7,500 federal rebate. At the same time, EVs have greatly improved in range, performance, and spectacular features. According to Carl Brower, executive analyst at iccars.com, for buyers looking at used EVs, the prices have certainly come down, and they represent a much better value than they did a year or two ago. The average price for a used EV is now $26,800, which is getting very close to the $25,000 price that makes them eligible for the government's $4,000 incentive. If a used car shopper has a lifestyle that works with electric vehicles, it might be worth considering one at today's prices. All of this means you can get a fantastic deal on a used EV right now, if you shop carefully. Here are five things to keep in mind so you can prove your skeptical Uncle Bob wrong. Buy the newest used car you can afford. There are two reasons for this: improved technology and the federal incentive. The feds are offering a rebate of up to $4,000 on used EVs as long as you meet the income requirements, buy from a dealer, and do not pay more than $25,000. The amount of the credit is equal to 30% of the sale price, so newer models get higher rebates. There are localized rebates on used EVs too. PG&E utility customers in California can get another $4,000 rebate, mostly on newer models. EVs are improving rapidly, especially in range. The 2010 Nissan Leaf could go a paltry 73 miles on a charge, and it was worse in the winter. By contrast, the aforementioned 2024 Hyundai IONIQ 5 can travel up to 330 miles before it starts flashing warning lights. Plus, newer EVs are more likely to have all the latest bells and whistles aboard, like a backup camera, highway autopilot, and connection to Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. 2. It's all about the battery. In an electric vehicle, the battery pack is the cost center, and having to replace one can drill a hole in your wallet. According to a recurrent survey of 20,000 owners, only 2.5% of EVs sold in the U.S. dating back to 2011 have had their batteries replaced outside of recalls, and they tend to be under warranty for 8 years or 100,000 miles. But still, replacing a battery on a long-range Tesla Model S can cost $20,000 or more. If you're looking at a high-mileage EV, it's vital to find out if it's on its original battery and, if so, how much, if any, warranty is left. Since batteries lose range as they age, it makes sense to fully charge your prospective purchase and see how many miles the car tells you are available. A minor range loss is acceptable. For more assurance, have the battery tested by the local dealer's service department. 3. Charging ahead. The United States has more than 192,000 public charging stations, but they are not created equal. Buy a used Tesla and you're automatically connected to the North American Charging Standard, which has the country's most robust network of stations. But your non-Tesla used EV is not likely to be ready for that. Expect it to be set up for the Combined Charging System, CCS, or the older Level 2 J1772 and CHAdeMO standards. Fortunately, there are aftermarket adapters available to connect some older EVs to Tesla's system from companies like A2Z and Lectron, with pricing at about $200. When you buy your used EV, make sure it comes with its original Level 1 charging cable, and also check charging speeds. Some cars will take longer to fill up than others. And ask if the car is equipped for DC fast charging, indicated by a CCS port. Homeowners will probably want to invest in a $500 to $800 Level 2 charger, which requires 220-volt current. Note that depending upon your income, you may also be eligible for a federal tax rebate on your home charger installation. 4. Which EV? Yes, range is important, but for some people, eye-popping off-the-line performance and all-wheel drive are more critical. Both of these things, unfortunately, reduce EV range and add cost, including when they're sold used. If you mostly drive locally and are not intent on setting land speed records, you might not need the largest available battery pack and twin motors. Frequent distant travelers are going to want more range, though, and size matters. Only 10 years ago, EVs were mostly small, four-passenger affairs, but now you can buy full-size, seven-passenger SUVs and pickups, the choices most favored by American buyers. The forthcoming microbus-like 2025 Volkswagen ID. Buzz is the only U.S. market electric minivan, though Toyota and Chrysler sell vans in plug-in hybrid configurations. 5. The driving test. An electric vehicle offers a jump into the near future, but it is still an earthbound car, and many of the tried-and-true rules about buying used automobiles apply. Invest in Carfax or other services to determine the car's history. Failing that, look for changes in the paint color and panel alignment that may indicate a crash repair. Look for wear on telltale signs, like the pedals and driver's seat bolster, clues to higher mileage than the odometer reading. Drive the car in a safe spot and briefly take your hands off the wheel to see if it tracks straight. Similarly, hard braking will reveal a car pulling to one side. Examine the tires for uneven wear, a sign of bad alignment, improper inflation, or suspension issues. Check screen operation, lights, turn signals, horn, parking brakes, and the entertainment system. One thing you do not have to do is watch for blue smoke coming out of the tailpipe, because there is no tailpipe. Now that we've shared five things to keep in mind when buying a used EV, let's look at our next article. Here are the latest EVs for bargain hunters. There are more affordable electric vehicles than ever before. This was also written by Jim Motovalli. The urgency of climate change, combined with the availability of generous federal and state rebates, should make this the prime time for electric vehicles. But sales have been uneven. After EV purchases in the U.S. increased by a torrid 47% in 2023, that's 1.2 million vehicles sold, the momentum slowed. Sales advanced by only 3% in the first quarter of 2024, but then went up by 23% in the second quarter. Meanwhile, automakers have scaled back their plans for new models. Many of us have hoped that the transition from tailpipes to batteries would be smoother and faster, but it's hard to let go of a 125-year-old technology that transformed modern life, for good and for ill. Lots of folks circa 1900 were reluctant to give up the horse and buggy. You can forgive consumers for their hesitation. Imagine you're standing on the floor of a new car dealership surrounded by the gas-guzzling SUVs and pickups that make up the majority of the car market today. Low over there in the corner is a lone electric car. Conventional tropes, they're too expensive, their range is too short, and there aren't enough public chargers, swirl in your head. You ask the salesperson about the EV. His response, oh, that? Well, it's not charged up. Let's look at this three-row Trailbuster. The article includes a couple of sidebars here. Charging up the future. The average range of all electric vehicles has nearly tripled since 2010. In 2010, it was 78 miles on the average. In 2015, it was 131. And as of 2021, the average range was 216. Some electric vehicles can now travel farther on a single charge than most internal combustion cars can go with one tank of gas. The Lucid Air has a range of over 500 miles. You don't have to listen to the voices in your head. All those electric vehicle shortcomings are being addressed. Prices for EVs dropped by 13% between 2023 and 2024. New models regularly get 300 miles on a charge, and automakers are now universally adopting the Tesla charging standard, so any EV can plug into that company's very reliable supercharger network. The number of fast chargers grew by over 30% from April 23 to April 24. Charging times are way down too, to 30 minutes or less. Here's another sidebar chart. Most fast chargers in the United States, California with a whopping 11,370. On the other end of the spectrum, Alaska has the fewest fast chargers with just 33. And it's noted that a fast charger requires just 30 minutes to power up most EVs. The long-term outlook for EVs is bright. Auto Pacific estimates that U.S. sales will grow from 2.5 million in 2026 to 4.1 million in 2029. That would be 25% of total sales. This is the shift into the mainstream that we've been waiting for, thanks to lower prices and generous rebates. A federal tax credit for used EVs means you can buy a used Tesla Model 3 for under $20,000. You want an even cheaper car? Entry-level Chinese EVs will sell south of the border for as little as $21,000. They aren't available for sale in the U.S., but the price pressure is on. Again, a side chart here. Picking the EV that's right for you. We've got four examples here. First listed is the Nissan Leaf with a range of 212 miles. That's listed for $29,300. Next, the Mini Cooper with a range of just 114 miles for $32,000. We have next the Chevy Bolt with a range of more than 260 miles coming in at just $30,000. And the Chevy Equinox SUV with a range up to 319 miles for $35,000. Pre-owned EVs are a steal. Used electric vehicles from 2010 to 2015 have low ranges, often less than 150 miles, but are inexpensive options if you have a short commute or do not travel much. Relatively recent Nissan Leafs are selling for around $13,000. The Chevy Bolt will return next year and is expected to be an affordable option. Some used models currently sell for much less than $20,000 after the rebate. Catching up with gas stations. According to the Department of Energy's Alternative Fuels Data Center, there were more than 68,000 public charging stations across the United States last spring, with more than 190,000 individual ports. The Federal Joint Office of Energy and Transportation says an additional 900 chargers are opening every week. Tesla operates over 2,000 supercharger sites across the country with more than 25,000 ports. Electric vehicle advocates' goal is to catch up to the nearly 145,000 retail gasoline outlets and to attain similar geographic ubiquity. $7,500. That's the federal tax credit maximum you may be eligible for when buying a qualifying EV. Credit can be transferred to the dealer, instantly lowering the vehicle's cost. New this year, a credit up to $4,000 for a qualifying used EV. Blackout Hero. An increasing number of EVs, like the Ford F-150 Lightning, can interact with your home to provide power in a blackout. With an extended range battery and lots of juice, 30 kilowatt hours of consumption per day, the Lightning can keep an average home going for 3 days. Bidirectional EVs can also help pay for themselves by selling excess electrical charge back to the grid for use during peak times. Most EV owners charge their cars at home, and that's gotten easier with plug-and-play, internet-enabled Level 2 home chargers available at big-box retailers and online for as little as $300. You will need to hire an electrician unless you have a 240-volt outlet. These chargers work much faster than the ordinary 110-volt household outlets and deliver 10 to 20 miles of travel per hour of charge, compared with the 110 volts 2 to 5 miles per charge per hour. Charging remains more challenging for apartment dwellers, but retrofitting is happening and many new buildings are now plug-in ready. Eat my electrons. People do not usually think of EVs as performance champs, but even in entry-level EVs accelerate quicker than their gas-powered counterparts. 7 of the world's 25 fastest cars off the line have battery powertrains, and 2 are hundreds of thousands of dollars cheaper than traditional supercars. The 1,020 horsepower Tesla Model S Plaid can reach 60 miles per hour in 1.99 seconds. Jeez! Which the company says is the quickest acceleration of any vehicle in production. The Plaid starts at $88,000, compared with $433,000 for the somewhat less versatile Ferrari 812 GTS, which takes 2.7 seconds to reach 60. On the assembly line, what can we expect to see in the near future? Buick is bringing back the Electra name for the E5, which should be a less expensive alternative to the Cadillac Lyriq. A fully electric Corvette is on the horizon. Chrysler is readying a crossover electric vehicle. Ford is planning a relatively small $25,000 EV. Honda has been slow to offer EVs, but in addition to its new Prologue model, it's working on a Fila, an EV venture with Sony that puts heavy emphasis on the onboard infotainment. Jeep's Wagoneer S will be fast with 600 horsepower on tap. An electric Nissan Maxima will appear in 2025. Rivian's SUV and pickup have been pricey, but the smaller R2 will start to turn that around, followed by the even smaller and cheaper R3 and R3X. maybe Tesla will at last come out with a new edition of its super sexy roadster. Scoot, scoot. Short of an EV, but more substantial than an e-bike, electric scooters are becoming ubiquitous, both as home purchases and as quick rentals. Simple platform examples are $1,000 or less, but moped-type scooters are also going upscale. For instance, Infinite Machine is offering its sleekly designed, there is a glancing resemblance to the Cybertruck, sit-down Vespa-type P1 with 55 miles per hour highway capability and 60 miles on a charge for an eye-popping $10,000. Fear not, cheaper options abound. And since we're on the topic of EVs, we'll try to finish out the today's recording with this following article. Electrify your wheels. Check out the new range of e-bikes. This was written by David Darlington. Bicycles are winning the clean transportation race, but not the traditional models now known as analog bikes, a term that indicates the emerging dominance of an alternative. The fastest growing two-wheel mode of transportation is now the e-bike, whose extra nudge of electric assistance feels like a magic carpet. Today, e-bikes' ease and versatility make them a viable alternative to the automobile. Their sales now exceed those of electric cars. While electric bikes were once bulky and unwieldy, and some still are, they've evolved dramatically in just a few years into lighter, nimbler, and more powerful machines. They range from cruisers to commuters to kids and cargo haulers to high-performance mountain and road bikes. What they share is their winning attribute. E-bikes are fun. They're also technological marvels, employing not only rechargeable battery-powered motors, but also sensors that coordinate the degree of assistance with a bike's speed and the rider's effort. In the United States, e-bikes are legally defined as bicycles if they have operable pedals and an electric motor of 750 watts, which is 1 horsepower, or less. This means, among other things, that they do not require you to have a driver's license. The maximum 750 watt doesn't necessarily translate to more of a boost, though. If you're in the market for an e-bike, one of the most important factors to consider is the amount of torque, which is the force that propels the bike forward, measured in Newton meters. Higher torque, above 65 Newton meters, provides greater bursts of power that can feel more like riding a motorcycle. Lower torque, under 50, feels more natural. The main thing to know about your battery is its capacity, or how much power it contains. Measured in watt-hours, the battery capacity, when combined with factors like rider weight, type of terrain, and level of assistance, determines how long and how far you can ride before the charge runs out, a measure similar to EV range. Many bikes offer range extenders if the battery lacks the amount of power you need, but they are not cheap. Also remember that the bigger the capacity, the heavier the bike. Because there are so many styles to choose from, the big question is, what kind of rider are you? Customization. For whatever style you choose, here are a couple of helpful mechanical options to consider. Suspension forks and/or seat posts, which smooth the ride over bumpy terrain, hydraulic disc brakes for extra stopping power, an internal hub, which enables shifting gears with the bike at a standstill, and a step-through frame, which eases mounting and dismounting. Oh, and a pet carrier. Don't forget a pet carrier. Fire? A lithium-ion battery is a very dense power source. External damage, improper storage, or a fault within the battery itself can touch off a chemical reaction called thermal runaway, a sharp increase in temperature accompanied by a release of flammable gas that can ignite a fire. Last year in New York City, where e-bikes and e-scooters are wildly popular, 267 such fires caused 150 injuries and 18 deaths. Most such conflagrations are attributable to low-quality equipment. The surge in demand for e-bikes has created a Wild West market for cheap ones, often imported directly to consumers from overseas. Substandard batteries and chargers can be defective or incompatible, contributing to overcharging and overheating. The best quality motors incorporate unified systems designed to work in concert. Bosch, Shimano, Yamaha, Fazua, TQ, and Bethang are reputable brands, but even their high-quality batteries and chargers can explode if they are tampered with. And some tips to stay safe. Buy quality equipment and follow the manufacturer's instructions. Always use the cord and power adapter made specifically for that bike. Do not leave a charging e-bike unattended overnight. Do not store batteries with a full charge for a long time. Keep batteries and devices at room temperature. Don't modify your e-bike's drive system. And do not use batteries that have been dropped or otherwise damaged. That's all the time we have today for the update on electric vehicles. Thanks for joining us for the October 23rd reading of The Environment. My name is John.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.